Right. We do a combination. I mean, again, we're talking about my public safety stuff, but we do a combination. The entire plant runs off DC, 48 volts, and we have massive battery banks at every site. And the site really runs off of that. So really the electricity is just maintaining that DC plant. And so if we lose power, it doesn't care. And we got it, and the clock starts ticking, you know, we got a certain amount of time. Well, usually the generator kicks in and, you know, no harm, no foul. And, you know, if it's prolonged, then, you know, the batteries only take it so long. But, you know, this applies to all batteries, right? And, you know, then at that point, if the generator doesn't kick on, you know, we got a backup generator, you know, that we have plenty of time to get saddled up and get it out there and get it checked in. That's what I'm doing today. I'm meeting an electrical contractor to put in the manual transfer switch in case I got to bring in the backup generator. So yeah, we do a combination of those items because batteries, you know, run dry. And like you said, you're concerned with gas because you got to get gas. Well, you should be concerned with batteries because you got to get electricity, you know. And so, you know, I mean, you got to fill up the reservoir one way or the other, right? And so, you know, I've gone to natural gas for most of my generators, but I've got some that are rural, and I got to do propane, and you know, I've even got one diesel, but most of mine are natural, so I don't have to worry about hauling gas out to them. So that's nice. And it burns a little cleaner, too, but there's just all sorts of considerations, you know. So if power goes out, you know, there's problems. You got to figure it out. Joe, I'm pulling up at my site here. I got to get it opened up, get parked and all that good stuff and see where we're at. It looks like I beat the contractors, which I figured I would, so...